Dr. Ruchama Martin is a psychiatrist with a private practice in Tel Aviv. Like Dr. Iyad El-Siraj, who we just heard from, she's a peace activist. In fact, they recently did a speaking tour together in Canada. In 1988, during the Palestinian Intifada, Dr. Martin founded the Association of Israeli and Palestinian Physicians for Human Rights. She's now acting president of the association's successor, Physicians for Human Rights Israel. In the past 3 years, she's had fellowships at Harvard, the University of Chicago, and Radcliffe College. She says that the state of Israeli security is often manifested in the mental health of her patients. As an example, she told me about a woman who recently came to her office 4 or 5 times.
She's a mother of 2 daughters. And then in the neighborhood, there is a building built up, and the workers are Israeli Palestinians. And she came very upset and in a state of anxiety, telling me that she started to be very worried about those workers. I asked her what happened. She said, you know, till October, the last October, I was not worried at all, but now everything is changed. To my question, what really changed? She couldn't answer. She said, you know, this is politics. It's not me. It took a long time to elaborate what she's really worrying about. And she sees now, as many, many Israelis, the Palestinians as a collective enemy, no matter if they are Israeli Palestinians, as they are, those workers, or Palestinians from the occupied territories or elsewhere.
There's been several suicide bombings.
Yes.
In Israel. Can you feel the impact that that is having psychologically on people who are your patients or on people that you know as friends or people you meet in the street?
Most of the Israelis used to think that the state of Israel and the army are powerful, forceful, and they can beat the Palestinians. This, if I may say it in such simple words, this is the main feeling towards the Palestinians. They are not equal, and they can be defeated easily. When those suicidal bombers came into the Israeli cities, people were not prepared psychologically to deal with it. The concept of we are so mighty and they are so weak broke in a moment. And people are not prepared to deal with the new situation that leaves them without a kind of protection, of psychological protection from the army and from the government. So this gives place to a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of hatred to the Palestinians, and the demand to beat them harder, to activate the army in the most forceful way one can think. Just from a psychological point of view, to go back to the feeling that the IDF, the Israel army, the Israeli army is really mighty and can knock down the Palestinians.
Most of your patients are women. Mm-hmm. Do the women who you see ever talk with you about their concerns about how to deal with their children's anxiety about Israeli security, their children's fears that they will be attacked by Palestinians?
Yes, it's not very often, but it happened. One mother told me, for example, I lost my place among my children as the protector. They feel now that they have to protect me, to encourage me, to support me, because I am so frightened. I don't give them the permit to go to the malls, to go to the beach, even not to go to the cinema, to the movies. And they are trying to comfort me, to tell me that the situation is not so severe, it's not so grave, don't worry, and so on. And this set a kind of upside down of the normal, whatever it is, situation between this mother and her three children. So her question is what to do about it, which is a very hard one.
What advice do you give?
It's a long way to do, because there is no simple question answer to this question. I'm trying to see what is so frightening. And usually I'm finding that what's so frightening is the unpredictable situation. Because she cannot know, of course she cannot know, where will be the next bomb. And I cannot help her with it. But also she cannot know why those bombs are happening at all. And once she can see that there is a kind of continuation to one violence, which breeds or brings to another violence, it makes a kind of relief, not a total one, because still the normal fear of being killed or my loved one will be killed is very powerful, and there is no answer to that. But to the anxiety around it, that as if there is no logic, no reason to this Palestinian violence, that can be elaborated and worked through and give a kind of relief.
How often do you find yourself discussing politics with your patients?
Well, for me, you know, politics is almost everything. So this kind of differentiation between what our government is doing or the Palestinians are doing and what happens in everyday life or in the very inner life is not very clear. So I cannot deal with this question in a way, because everything is coming and going from politics.
I have another question about your patients.
Yes.
I would assume some of the patients who you see are the children of Holocaust survivors.
Yes, second or third generation.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there's a certain group of problems that you see particularly among the children or the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors who now feel that they're living in an embattled society in Israel, who now feel that they're under potential attack.
One kind of reaction would be, I am going to try my best to eliminate wrongdoing. This is the lesson I have learned from history, from my parents' history or my grandparents' history. This is not a frequent. I can see more really the opposite or the other kind of reaction, that people are thinking that only power, only force will solve the Israeli problem, that if you will not kill, you will be killed. Once you start to be weak, not to protect yourself, not to be suspicious, you will be exterminated like it was in the Second World War. And those people are becoming very militant.
Dr. Ruchama Martin is my guest. She's a psychiatrist in Tel Aviv. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Dr. Ruchama Martin, a psychiatrist in Tel Aviv and founder of Israeli and Palestinian Physicians for Human Rights. You are a human rights activist and a peace activist in Israel. You have worked with Palestinian doctors and with Israeli doctors.
Yes.
But I think it's probably fair to say that you are in a minority within your profession in terms of your political activism and your political point of view. Do many of your colleagues think that your that you're wrong and that you're behaving inappropriately by bringing your politics into your private practice.
Yes, I must say that what you said is very exact. Though proportionally, the Physicians for Human Rights in Israel are one of the biggest organization in the West, in the West world. But still we are outsiders, a small minority, and our influence exists, but I wish that it was much, much bigger.
What are some of the criticisms that you get?
I can tell you an example. Like 4 months ago, it was in May this year, I was in Gaza, and the Israel radio, the national one, which is a good one, called me and asked me what do I see and so on. And I told them that, to my understanding, the settlers, I mean those people who are living in settlements in the occupied territories, Gaza or the West Bank, are irresponsible parents because they are endangering their children mentally and physically. And I would recommend to take those children back to the borders of Israel, to the Green Line, what we called. And it is a kind of preventive medicine for them. And it is much better to prevent harm than to try to cure it after it happened. The moment I came home, my answering machine was flooded with all kinds of threats, like, we will kill you, we will ruin your career, and all kinds of awful sexist words and sentences.
Who were the people making these threats?
Most of them, except one, because I can tell who is calling me, were people from the settlements, from the occupied territories. Except one, all of them were men. Only one woman was there. She was also from the settlements.
Have you had to deal with any of the uncertainty and anxiety and fear that your patients have had to deal with because of the escalation in hostilities between Palestinians and Israelis? Do you feel that you have more fear, anxiety to cope with as a result of that?
Matter of fact, no. First of all, I really trust my colleagues, Palestinian colleagues in the occupied territories. And then I'm going very often to the West Bank, less so to Gaza Strip because it's impossible now by the Israelis. I cannot get there. But when I never go alone. It's always that we are going like a group. When we are going there, I wish you could see the way people are welcoming us, the way we are treated so warmly. There is all kinds of policemen and security Palestinian people. So I cannot tell you exactly what kind are usually going with us just to give us a kind of good feeling of safetiness. And so I don't feel those fears. I can tell you that my children staying at home, they are really uncomfortable with me going there in a situation like this. So they're trying to stop me, by talking about it. Usually I don't give in and I'm going there.
Is there a difference between the way you feel you are treated by Palestinians when you go to the West Bank as Dr. Ruhama Martin, the founder of Physicians for Human Rights, and when you're just walking down the street in Israel or in the West Bank, and you pass Palestinians who know that you're Israeli and that you're Jewish, do you feel more hostility there when they don't know your personal history, when they don't know the work you've done, when you're just another Israeli, another Jewish Israeli?
Well, this thing does not happen to me. I'm not going to the occupied territories, means the West Bank or Gaza Strip, for pleasure or for shopping or for anything. When I'm going there, I'm going to do work. I wish I will go to the Palestinian state when it will be, as a tourist, as a citizen. But as long as I have to go there protected by the Israeli army, I don't wish to go there. And the other part of your question, if I'm walking in Tel Aviv street and I see a Palestinian, well, one cannot see a Palestinian in Tel Aviv. First of all, they are not there. And then if one is coming as a suicidal bomb, he's disguised or trying to disguise himself so very well that I cannot recognize him. So on everyday basis, this question does not exist for me.
Dr. Ruchama Martin is a psychiatrist in Tel Aviv. She's founder of Israeli and Palestinian Physicians for Human Rights and acting president of the group's successor, Physicians for Human Rights Israel.